Welcome everyone to the October 29th, 2021 Board of Forestry virtual special meeting. I'm Jim Kelly, chair. We are live streaming this meeting on YouTube, and to make sure our viewers online can follow along with today's items, I'll review some order of operation to keep us on track today. Everyone participating, please silence cell phones and limit background noises. Remember to use the mute feature when you are not speaking and disable your video when you need to step away. For the record, we ask all public members and board members to state their name for those listening online. If you experience any technical issues, use the chat function on Zoom to connect with our ODF support team during the meeting. Today, there is one decision in front of the board for the next Oregon State Forester. After this item is introduced, I'll invite the board members to offer any comments. Please use the raise hand function and I'll call on you to speak up. If all comments are made, then I will open it to the public to offer comment on this item. Each member of the public who signed up will have 3 minutes. When the public comment portion has concluded, the board will convene an executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660, parentheses 2, parentheses A, and parentheses 7, to consider the employment of a chief executive officer. Representative of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session, but it is otherwise closed to the public. The board will return to the virtual meeting room for deliberation and voting. With that, any questions? Affirm we can meet quorum. I will perform a roll call to confirm the board virtual attendance. Carla Chambers.
Here.
Ben Doimling.
Here.
Chandra Ferrari.
Here.
Joe Justice.
Here.
Brenda McComb.
Here.
And of course, I, Jim Kelly, am here as well. Okay. So the state forester selection decision is the item we came here today to discuss and hopefully close out with a positive and successful outcome. I would really like to just quickly acknowledge the many people beyond the board members that have been involved in this process. And I won't name everyone by name, but we've had a lot of help from the Department of Justice and the Department of Administrative Services, obviously HR, Trish and her crew, executive staff, governor's staff, and contacts within the legislature, and Joy handling communications for us, and certainly Hillary supporting us all. So thank you to everyone. And of course, I've got to mention all of the feedback that we've received from the public and our other agency partners. And it would also be a good moment to recognize and thank Nancy for the tremendous leadership that she has given us in this interim period. I have enjoyed working with her, and it's just been pretty incredible to see her step in and get things done in this department. She has not been a person who's just kind of held things together. She's really moved the department along, made a lot of significant changes, and really prepared for this this next transition. And I know she's going to be a lot of help in this transition process. She's done a lot of preparatory work on that as well. So fellow board members, do you have any comments that you would like to provide right now before we move on to public comment or any questions? Okay, in that case, so we'll move on to the public testimony process. Thank you for those who signed up to provide testimony to the board today. We ask that everyone in the Zoom queue not exceed their allotted time of 3 minutes. I ask that before you start to state your full name and associated affiliation if you are representing a group or an organization. Your time will be tracked by the board administrator, and anyone who exceeds their time will be prompted to provide a quick closing statement. I want to remind the public that the board is interested in hearing about the skills, desired attributes, and qualifications that are essential for the next state forester, and not the promotion of a specific finalist. With that, Hillary, are we ready?
Yes, Chair Kelly, we are ready to begin. So everyone in the queue, thank you so much for signing in advance and providing public testimony in front of the board today. To ensure we stay on track, I will list your names in a set order and call upon each of you to begin your testimony. You will be unmuted for your comment portion and muted upon conclusion of your comments. When you begin, a timer will be displayed for a duration of 3 minutes. And as you near the end of that time, we do ask that you wrap up your comments. So today we have in the queue, Kathy Spofford and Carol Valentine. So I'm gonna get, Kathy, you'll be up first and let me prepare your timer, one moment. Okay, Kathy, we're ready.
Okay, thank you, Chair Kelly and board members for this opportunity to comment on the skills, attributes, and qualities needed for the position of Oregon Forester. My name is Kathy Spofford, and I live in Portland, although we own a cabin in Camp Sherman, where we live with the reality of forest fires. With an increase in climate cost events, wildfires, drought, flooding, it's more important than ever that the Oregon State Forester have the necessary skills to do the job and a deep commitment to forestry issues. The person selected needs to be able to demonstrate that they have used data and scientific research to make decisions, is familiar with ecological forest management, has strong critical thinking skills, and can show they can collaborate with a variety of stakeholders, including indigenous and frontline communities. Additionally, they should demonstrate the ability to listen to a variety of constituents, be willing to look at innovative new approaches to forestry management and fire reduction techniques centered around community hardening, recognize the role forests play in carbon storage for Oregon's climate goals and priorities, keeping communities safe. Let's make Oregon a national leader in 21st century forestry. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Up next, we will have Carol Valentine. Let me go ahead and reset that timer and I will present it for you one moment. Carol, ready when you are.
Okay, thank you, Hillary. Good morning, Chair Kelly, members of the board. Thank you for this opportunity to comment this morning. My name is Carol Valentine. I live in Selma in the Deer Creek Valley in Josephine County, and I am commenting on behalf of the Oregon Chapter Sierra Club and our more than 20,000 members across the state. Of the board's required skills, we emphasize several listed in your first item. First, an understanding of climate change mitigation will allow our state forester to help Oregon harness the globally significant potential of our forests for carbon sequestration and storage. An understanding of fire ecology will help our new state forester steer the department away from harmful firefighting practices, as well as post-fire activities that can negatively impact climate and fragile post-fire landscapes. An understanding of natural resource protection will help the department maximize opportunities for protecting natural processes that support genetic and species biodiversity and the quality and quantity of our increasingly precious forest waters. A demonstrated deep commitment to science and database decision-making will be key and must include a commitment to seeking science and data from a broad range of scientists, institutions, and disciplines. Leading the department through the challenges of addressing climate change, and increased wildfire will mean leading a swift change in how competing needs and values for our forests are evaluated. Larger wind-driven fires will require an increased focus on community hardening to protect life, homes, and infrastructure. As Oregon's urban areas grow in population and face increased heat and drought, our urban forests will take on more and more importance. And an understanding of this factor will be key. Finally, we need a visionary leader who will work cooperatively with partners and all stakeholders to make Oregon the recognized leader in climate smart forestry. Forestry that centers climate mitigation and healthy ecosystems without sacrificing the water resources and natural communities that our rural human communities like mine depend upon. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy and Carol. You're welcome to stay in the Zoom meeting. However, we ask that you just remain muted and disengage your audio. And Chair Kelly and members of the board, this concludes our public testimony portion.
Okay, thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Carol. It appears we are ahead of schedule. To keep this moving along, the board will now convene an executive session pursuant to ORS 192.660, parentheses 2, parentheses A, and 192.660, parentheses 7. Representatives of the news media, invited agency partners, and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the public are not allowed to join. Let's see. Just in a time check here, before the board members leave this meeting and join the executive session at 9:20, I would like to thank the members of the public for their engagement with today's topics and encourage everyone to rejoin the board. We will return to our public session when we are done with the executive session. Exactly how long that goes, I do not know, but we may be, we are likely to be back in public session well before 10:40. So everyone be forewarned of that. And so with that, we will reconvene again at an executive session at 9:20. And with that, we are adjourned for this part of the public meeting. Welcome back to the Board of Forestry virtual special meeting. I want to first of all thank each of our candidates for going through this process. I think we all understand that it's not an easy one to put yourself through. It's an extremely important job for this state, and there's been a lot of process, and a lot of process for all of you as candidates and for all of us as board members, as well as many others that have been involved. And so where we're at, we're at the end of this process, and we are ready make a decision to nominate a new state forester. And at this point, I would ask for one of our board members to make a motion, to present a motion.
Jim, Brenda McComb for the record. I move that the board appoint Cal Mukamoto as the next state forester for the state of Oregon.
Thank you.
And I would second that, board member Chambers.
Thank you, Carla. Is there any further discussion? If not, then I will move to a board vote. Please unmute and prepare to vote when I call out your name. Carla Chambers.
Aye.
Ben Däumling.
Aye.
Chandra Ferrari.
Aye.
Joe Justice.
Aye.
Brenda McComb.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. With the board reaching consensus, the motion carries. Cal, can you join us?
I'm here. I'm honored at this point and almost speechless.
Well, of course. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And the board is hoping you will accept this nomination.
Yes, I want to accept, but we need probably to talk about the terms and how we would work it out and so on and so forth. But yes, I want to be the state forester.
Well, that's a good step. We appreciate that. I think at this point, those terms issues and all will be conversations that that you need to have as soon as possible with our HR department, with Trish, and they can lay out. And I do not know what all the issues are technically right around all of that, and exactly how quickly things can move ahead. Obviously, speaking for the board, we hope they can move very quickly, and that we can move through these steps and have you in this position as soon as possible. I know Nancy's been working hard on transition planning. One of the things we're all going to want is to meet with you individually. We're probably still in the Zoom world, but and so that you can learn about each of us and the ways that we individually may have backgrounds that can assist you. It's our goal not to just here to make a decision and put you out on your own. It'll be the goal of all of the board as well as the executive staff to make you a successful state forester. So we are that's our goal. And also, if possible, the last thing I'll say is that next Wednesday we have a all day board meeting. Typically, early on in that board meeting, the state forester makes a few comments. Nancy will be there and we'll do that. And I'll make a few comments and we would welcome it if it's at all possible for you to do it.
I will clear my calendar.
Okay, great. All right, anyone else have any other closing comments?
I would just like to follow up and not only congratulate Cal, but also offer thanks to both Terry and Jim for their applications. You both have very strong records, and it was really a privilege to get to know you better. Thank you.
Other board members?
I would just second what Brenda said wholeheartedly.
Well, Brenda took the words out of my mouth. I will be saying that as well. And we really, again, appreciate what everyone has done, all the many different people who've been involved in this process. And with that, thank you for joining us in this special public meeting, and it is hereby adjourned.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.